This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The U.S. Agriculture Department approved Colorado's waiver to restrict using SNAP benefits for soft drinks and sugary beverages. CPR's Tony Gorman reports the rule goes into effect next March.
The waiver modifies beverage purchases eligible for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, commonly referred to as SNAP. Benefits can be used towards milk-based drinks like baby formula and 100% juice drinks, but they can't be used towards sweetened beverages such as soft drinks or sugary drinks with at least 5 grams of sweetener per 12 ounces. The state is awaiting the approval of 2 more waivers that will allow SNAP participants to buy hot prepared foods from grocery stores such as rotisserie chickens and farmers market vendors. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife has confirmed plans to begin treating part of the Colorado River for invasive zebra mussels. CPR's Haley May.
CPW will begin applying EarthTech QZ, that's an EPA-registered copper-based molluscicide, to a privately owned lake in western Eagle County. The area is connected to the river system that tested positive for the species last month. Following the initial treatment, staff will monitor the water to evaluate its effectiveness and continue sampling efforts on the Colorado River below the infested waters. Zebra mussels are notoriously difficult to eradicate, making prevention the best course of action. Haley May, CPR News.
Multiple fires continue burning across the western slope due to hot, dry weather and extreme drought. Overnight, the Leaf Fire and the Grease Fire in Rio Blanco County merged to more than 14,000 acres. Evacuation orders are in effect for some county highways and roads. This is CPR News.